Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hi, Bo!
Jai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
A little louder, please.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Little bit more heart, please.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Tara Mata, Tara! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh! Oh! Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everyone, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So I would like to welcome you all for this morning session of our fifth day of the Japa retreat. It's very difficult to understand how the days went so fast. Tomorrow is our last day. So today, Friday we just or Saturday we just say goodbye to all of you. So today I was speaking in the morning about the Kirtan Bhava of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We were speaking that we chant in a mood of separation the different names which Gauranga Mahaprabhu chanted, the different Naam Kirtans. We will do today one very, very nice Naam Kirtan, which has totally different names than the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you must know, did not only chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but there are other mantras which he chanted, which we have expressed at different times in our different retreats. In fact, I would really like to chant with you a few of these Naam Kirtans which Gauranga Mahaprabhu did, so just that you know how it sounded. We have a little research project which we have started, where devotees will go to India and see if we can still find some ancient Vaishnavas who know the melodies which Gauranga Mahaprabhu chanted in his kirtans. I think that's very important. I think we need to hear this. And there are some kirtan gurus which will be able to give such an information to us. Here is one kirtan. Rama Rama, O Hari Hari. Rama Rama, O Hari Hari. Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Jai Krishna Mukunda, Murari Banamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda, Murari Banamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda, Murari Banamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda, Hari Bol Mukunda. Gopala Banamali. Rama Krishna Jai.
Rama Krishna Jai.
Govinda Gopal.
Rama Krishna Jai.
Govinda Gopal.
O
Rama Rama Hari Hari.
Rama
Rama Hari Hari. Rama Rama Hari Hari.
O
Rama Rama Hari Hari. O Rama Rama Hari Hari.
Rama
Hari Hari. Many such names, just names of Krishna. They were just, someone would start and choom, there was the kirtan. Praise was the idea. Complete praise. With body, mind, words of the one who is praiseworthy. So this is a little bit the kirtans of Gauranga, but what is the mood? Any idea what was stuck from this morning?
Separation.
The mood of intense separation, or we could say the mood of longing to attain, not yet having attained. And we learned how we are, in the Buddhist philosophy, it is said, the practitioner dies when he thinks he is accomplished. And the practitioner lives when he is in the beginner's mind. Beginner's mind. Huh? It's just starting. The practitioner dies when he feels he is accomplished, and the practitioner lives when he is in the beginner's mind. It's an interesting idea here. Now, this intense longing or eagerness is something which we all have experienced at times when we were really alive. That's why when you meet devotees who were once practicing Krishna consciousness, but due to circumstances due to whatever factors or not, they always think the best time in their life was when they were very eager, because it makes you alive. When you were thinking, oh, Krishna consciousness, wow, so nice. I will go to Kirtan, yoo-hoo. I will go on book distribution, yoo-hoo. I will, you know, this eagerness, lolyam is called, makes you alive. When it dies, you are in danger. Let us say it politely. So, this eagerness, it is important to see where do we get this. Even the question could be asked, where do we get it back? From where do we get it? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami answers this question in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You will get it in your summaries. He says, he talks about Krishna Bhakti almost like it's like a tree, and this tree has to have a root. A cause. He says, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Haya Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Prema Janme Tenho Puna Mukhya Anga. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, even at that time, association with devotees is still most essential. So, what do we actually get in the association of devotees? It's bhakti. That's why in these retreats we request you to associate in the body system and also in your theater, or let me say, your presentation groups. I already hear from everywhere that the presentations will be outstanding, extraordinary, and up to the level of Steven Spielberg. I'm hearing already that information is available in this hotel. We asked you to associate with each other on a level of bhakti, where you talk about what you have heard during the lectures, where you prepare things you have heard. In this retreat, we have designed it in such a way that you get to know what is bhakti association or sadhu sangha by applying it in your life. I'm sure that you do it in your own ways. But let us be honest, at least when I am with the devotees, I usually talk nonsense. Krishna, Krishna. I mean, I have to correct this. I preach, you know, but if it would be up to me, therefore Krishna has made me a preacher, because then I can't talk nonsense. You know, I have to always talk Krishna, 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 because that's why people associate with me. Otherwise they would leave me. So, my dear devotees, bhakti comes from bhaktas. Krishna. Now, if you want to develop the Kirtan Bhava, you absolutely absolutely have to associate with advanced devotees, because it comes through there. Just like water in a city comes usually through the water faucet or through the shower, sometimes from the clouds. Bhakti comes from the devotees. That you have to learn, and you have to learn to associate properly with them. And there is no better association than in kirtan. In kirtan, even I can't talk nonsense, because it's all Krishna, 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 Krishna. It's easy to have association in kirtan with devotees, with Krishna in the center, because that's all you say or sing. That's all what comes out of that. You don't talk about cars when you do kirtan. There is no, you know, it's not possible that the ordinary subject, you can't talk bad about the other person in kirtan, because it's all, there is no time. In between two mantras, you can't talk much information about, you know. Prajalpa is not possible in kirtan. It's just kirtan. So bhakti comes through kirtan, because there you have bhakti sangha, and the bhakti sangha is the root cause of devotion. Now, when you go to kirtans, it's good that if there are advanced devotees there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has candidly informed us. Shuddha bhakta anugati kirtan hoiles shekhan jaya. One should not attend any kirtan unless it is performed under the auspicious guidance of a pure devotee. At least one pure devotee, one antenna to attract the bhakti shakti should be there in the kirtan. Or if you feel we do kirtan amongst peers, peers means equal, like friends, like I think in Yugoslavian language we would say comrade or kollega. We do kirtan amongst kollegas, you know. Then you must do the kirtan as it is done by the pure devotees. Therefore it's so important for us as Hare Krishna devotees to learn from Prabhupada how to do kirtan, to learn the tunes and the moods and so on and so forth. Or I feel it's so important for you to learn what we present in the kirtan retreat, because then you can perform your kirtan under the guidance of you know, Prabhupada. Because what we teach here is always based with the references from Prabhupada's books. And then your kirtan will have the shakti, the attractive shakti, the Krishna Akashana shakti, which pulls Krishna there, or no, pulls sounds so violent, which attracts Krishna so that he is present. There is an Orissa. Orissa is a folk land where there is a lot of kirtan. It says, when you read the Bhagavatam and do kirtan, at the end of the hall, Krishna is sitting with Radharani. Hare Krishna. So, our recommendation to you is listen to good kirtan devotees who carry Krishna in their hearts. The musical consideration is also important, but it is on the second place of importance. The first place is good devotees. I was totally amazed, I said this in Radhadesh, when I found out what Christian priests say before they get on the pulpit. Do you know what is a pulpit? I hope there's one devotee who's of an English tongue. Maybe I say it wrong. When the priest climbs up this little staircase and he is on the... Is it the pulpit or what is it? Yeah? It's that... I think you all were in Christian churches we have seen, I think, there is this little thing, it's in the middle of the church, it's not where the altar is, there's a staircase, and the priest goes up there, and he it's a little bit his cloud, so to say, his podium, and then he addresses all of the congregation which is there in the church and preaches to them. Have you seen? It's like a Vyasa-san, but they are not so polite. He can't sit down. He has to stand, you know. So, oh, that was maybe not an intelligent comment. It's the way they do it. Now, on the way, when they go up the stairs, would you like to know what they meditate about? Domino sit in cor de meo et in labiis meis. This is Latin. It means, may the Lord be in my heart and on my lips. That's what they pray. Because they know what is in the heart, that will come out of the mouth, out of the lips, and affect the congregation. And they pray, let me have my Lord in my heart, so that I can share the Lord with the congregation. This is what a kirtan leader should also pray. Oh, that's why we want to hear from a devotee, because it says in one of our bhajans, Govinda Vishram, Govinda always takes his rest in the heart of the devotee. He's there in the heart. That's why when the devotee chants kirtan, Krishna comes out of the heart. If you chant from an empty heart, Krishna doesn't come so easily. Or if you hear an empty heart kirtan leader, that's already something. But it's more preferable to hear from a pure devotee. And I would like to see if we have we have one kirtan of Prabhupada, which by Krishna's mercy we have it, where you can see what I mean when I say chant in good association, or Krishna Bhakti is the root, no, Sadhu Sangha, association with a sadhu, is the root cause of Bhakti. See, when I came to the temple in Hamburg, I was still very young. I was 15. Devala, you are most probably 15 also now? 16. Wow! I was younger than this boy. And much more immature, because he is born from the best of the devotees, parents. So I came, and my head was so full with so many things, you can't believe what young people have in their hearts. How old is Harris? 13. So I was a little like Harris, like a little. I mean, Harris is I can't say anything bad about him, but the mind is sometimes jumping. My mind was like a monkey. Not like other. I read so many books, you can't believe. I was always thinking and speculating about the books. And from morning to evening, I heard music. And I went to interesting things, and I robbed a bank, and did many things which young people do nowadays. I mean, I didn't rob a bank, I have to say this. This is a joking way of saying that no chains are holding me. That's how we say in Germany. So I came to the temple, and I was just so active in my brain. When the devotees told me, go and see the deities, I said, where are they? On the altar. So I went on the altar. And I remember, I saw only flowers. So I went back. Where are the deities? Where are the divinities here? On the altar. I said, there are tulips. Tulips, tulpen. It's a certain way of flower. No, you fool, look again. At that time, they talked very directly. So I very shyly looked again. Oh yes, between the tulips. Because the mind was expecting something else or thinking something else, I just couldn't recognize. But what I remember is, one day, I would come maybe once a week as a guest. One day, I sat in the room and I heard a kirtan, a Krishna kirtan of Prabhupada. And I want to play this Krishna kirtan to you. And I remember something profound happened in my life. I became totally still. And I remember I listened. Everything stopped around me. And I thought, if I could ever meet this personality, I will learn from him. That is what I became. This kirtan, I think, was Prabhupada calling me and binding me on his lotus feet, so that I became later, that I later at least tried to surrender to his guidance. So the root cause of bhakti is really sadhu sangha. And I request you now, we will now listen to this bhajan, and I will ask you a question. What do you note in the bhajan? I will ask you to describe a little bit how it is. What do you hear? Chaitanya Rasa.
A longing.
A longing, yeah. Jai Gopal. Intense calling for Krishna. Mara Visakhi. Absorption. He's absorbed. Nikonya Rasa. Crying for Krishna. I'm sorry, please.
It seems to me that when he sang Jiva,
yeah. Yeah, it's true. And there is another part of which we didn't hear, where his voice breaks from crying. Yeah. It's crying, yeah. Very great humbleness, I hear.
It must come from the heart because it touches the heart.
It must come from the heart because it touches the heart. Yes. Sita Thakurani. Deep peacefulness from coming from the heart. He has a relationship with every name he pronounces. I also feel he is completely there when he does this. In New York, Prabhupada was once asked by a New Yorker lady, "Are you here? Are you with us? Are you here?" You know, like, and he said, "No." I'm always in Vrindavan. Prabhupada is so real. It's not an aufgefropfte Bhakti, you know. How do we say this? It's not just artificial. It's there, and Yeah, and when we hear this, we think it's real. It's so real what he does. It's so different, but it's so real. He maybe is more real than I am real in what I am doing. And this is attracting us. So, a kirtan, in the kirtan, there should be good association of real people. It's very difficult, for instance, for me to go to some new age kirtan where the kirtan leaders don't believe in Krishna when they chant. I was in Berlin in one church. I was invited every quarter of a year. People meet in the church, 700 people, and they sing a different songs and also kirtans. And there was one person singing, and I know the person from our, we call them Vedic saloons, you know, our preaching things where we present the Vedic way, and she heard some kirtans and then presented it there, and I know the person doesn't believe in Krishna. It's a thinks it's a legend and so on. So then the Lord cannot come into our heart when we observe such kirtans. So I would like today to do two things with you. I would like to introduce a simple meditation, which is, I feel, very... I'm a little nervous in presenting this. It says that that for us, we should chant in the association of our spiritual master, because we can get bhakti through him and from him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about this. He says, one who devotes himself to the Guru in this consciousness frees himself from material predicament on the strength of this devotion. One should worship Krishna with the Guru's permission and should chant the Lord's name while remembering one's Guru. And then he says, one whose faith in his Guru is unshakable will reach the goal of Krishna Prema on the strength of chanting the pure name. And he explains that the relationship between Guru and disciple is a permanent one. If both, that is Guru and disciple, maintain their purity and sincerity, their eternal relationship is never broken. However, if the spiritual master becomes contaminated, the disciple should immediately reject him. Similarly, the spiritual master should reject the disciple who is insincere and fallen. If either of them fail to do so, they will fall down. So the main point is here, as long as both guru and disciple remain stable in their qualification, there is a permanent relationship through which Krishna Bhakti can flow very nicely into our heart. Krishna Bhakti, in other words, comes through Krishna's Bhakta. And therefore, we should always see that we can have association or Sangha with our Guru when we chant. We can have a picture there, or we can, if for some reason we feel very inclined to Srila Prabhupada, and we feel very secure to have a picture of Srila Prabhupada, then that is very good to have this. Because remember, Shuddha Bhakta Anugati Kirtan Hoile Shikanjaya. One should not attend any kirtan unless it is performed under the auspicious guidance of a pure devotee. Yeah? So, I would like to tell you how Bhaktivinoda Thakur says we should chant in the association of the spiritual master. Would you like to know this?
Yes.
Good. He says, one worships the spiritual master by making offerings of a seat, water for... You don't need to write this down because you will get it in your summary. One worships the spiritual master by making offerings of a seat, water for washing his feet, water to drink. One could give him a bath, cloths and ornaments. And then, with the spiritual master's permission, one may begin worshipping the holy or the divine couple. When one has finished worshipping the deities, prasadam is given to the spiritual master first, and then to the other Vaishnavas and demigods. So I would like to make a little, to do this now with you. Do you think we can make a meditation? I have to tell you, I'm a little bit seeing all of you, and you look really totally different. You have such a peaceful energy. I've never seen you like this. You're like newborn people, but of course you may feel still a little shaky. Ooh, I feel so different. Is everything is all right? Let me look in the mirror. Is it still the same person looking at me? It is, my dear devotees. It is. So let us kind of do this. Look around in the room, please. We won't make any exercises, but please stretch yourself. This they do in Tai Chi. It's from the Shaolin Monastery. You have not reached the ceiling, Radha Mohan. You have to stretch a little bit more. And keep on breathing. What this does is, your prana will start to flow. You will see when you put the hands down. We will just breathe, huh? Deep inhale. Deep exhale. Now, Amala Harinam, you should stretch your arms a little bit more. They are like an O. It should be really stretched. Keep on breathing. Now just very gently on an exhale, bring them down. Now sit tall. Exhale completely. And take in deep inhales. When you're ready, close your eyes. Breathe in. And tell yourself, I'm breathing in and I know that I am breathing in. Breathe out and think, I'm breathing out and I know that I am breathing out. the idea here is that you step back and observe. You, the soul, observe what is going on in your body. Now, slowly bring your attention to the space of the heart. And become aware that in the heart you reside, the eternal soul. Tell yourself, I am. How does it feel to be? Let this time be your time for letting go of all doing. Let go of all identification with the body. Just be. Now tell yourself, I am eternal. How does it feel? You were not born when this body was born, and you will not die when this body will die. Now tell yourself, I'm eternally the part and parcel of Krishna. You can trust in this relationship. You can feel safe in this relationship with Krishna. There's no need of any fear in this relationship. Now imagine that you place a nice seat before you. And you invite Srila Prabhupada to sit on this seat. You have heard of him. You have read his books partially or completely. And you have seen pictures or even videos of him and know what he looks like. If it helps you remember such a picture, your favorite picture, invite him to come on his seat. Welcome him in a traditional way by offering him water for washing his feet. You can supply a bowl to catch the water and a pitcher with water and just pour the water over his feet. The next item is drinking water. Offer him water to drink. Take a cup which you feel appropriate . Then take permission to worship the divine couple and chant from this place in his association. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna. When one has finished worshipping the divine couple with the spiritual master's permission, Prasadam is to be given to the spiritual master first, then to other Vaishnavas, demigods and forefathers. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, Hare Krishna, I decided to explain something very personal to you. See, I have sometimes difficulties to surrender to my spiritual master because I guess it's the individualistic drive, the drive for independency, which is very strong in our European upbringing and our culture. But I have noted over the years of my efforts in Krishna consciousness, whenever I return to the shelter of my spiritual master, in the sense of just connecting with him and learning from him, that a door opens for me. And blessings are there which push me forward. I remember the last time I saw Srila Prabhupada was not an easy time. Prabhupada was had gone to on a world tour which he could not complete. He came only to London. He wanted to proceed to America, but he could see that the Krishna was calling him. So he interrupted his tour to America in London and returned quickly to India and then to Vrindavan, where he gave up his body. The last time where I saw Srila Prabhupada, in other words, was maybe a month before his disappearance, or a few weeks before his disappearance. And it was written on his face that he would leave us. You could see he was very thin. He had to be carried. He didn't move on his own strength any longer. He had invited us for a darshan. He heard that the German Sankirtan devotees had come to London to see him possibly one last time. And he had given us a time in the afternoon. So when we came, that was the first time I saw him on that visit in London. And when we had just arrived, taken a shower and had stayed a few hours in the manor, and then we were invited to come into his room to see him. And I must tell you, I was not prepared of how thin he was. I had not seen pictures, and I was just somehow not, you know, we didn't have internet and this fast communication. We only had heard that Prabhupada is very ill, and it might be our last time where we see him, but if we keep on praying God, he will become healthy most properly. That was the information which I had when I entered the room, and when I saw Prabhupada sat on the palanquin, and he looked at us as we were coming into the room one by one with interest, and I knew it immediately. It's the last time I see him. I knew it. It was just a few things, you just bang, you know. And I looked at him and I was so shocked, because it was very emotionally difficult, I would say. I was so shocked that my dhoti loosened and went, I don't know if on the ground, but it went away from my body, and I felt very foolish. I just somehow grabbed the dhoti in the last minute and then sat down. I started to sweat profusely, and I was so shocked I couldn't even cry, and I looked at him like this. And then Prabhupada began to speak. So he started in his deep voice, "Have you understood our philosophy?" That was typical Prabhupada. You never knew what he would say and do. Philosophy at this moment? So devotees started to give answers. Haraka said, "Yarede katare ke kaho Krishna upadesh." Prabhupada said, "So what is Krishna's upadesh?" Upadesh means instruction. "Have you understood our philosophy?" Then someone else said something, and it was also wrong. And then I decided I will not even try to say something. And then Prabhupada looked at us, and he looked really from one corner of the room to the other. Everyone was in his glance, in other words. And then he said this one sentence which I could never forget for the rest of my life. He said, "First of all, you have to understand that life is eternal." It was very profound. So a little many years later, I was in a very ill situation myself, and I took shelter in the Bosnian mountains in Jahorina. And to get back my health after a traumatic surgery, I walked every day with Nordic walking sticks. And sometimes I walked in the fog or in the clouds, you know, because it's quite high, and there when the weather is a little foggy or cloudy, the clouds descend onto the mountains, and we were close to the mountain tops, you could say. So I was walking and I couldn't see much because of the cloud, but I could hear much because I had this little MP3 tape recorder which Gaura Hari had given me just in case I learned to use technique. And I heard many Prabhupada's lectures on it. So I would always have the earphones in the ear, the thing in the vest, and then the Nordic walking sticks, and I would go and in the forest, in the clouds, and I would sing, and I would try to get back the health. And then I remember it was in the clouds. I heard through the MP3 recorder Prabhupada giving a lecture, I believe it was in Mayapur, and he asked this one question. The question was, "What do you do for eternity?" I stopped the MP3 recorder. I know this question. And I know it from somewhere. Where do I know this point from? No, please look freely. And I went and sat down on a stone. And remembered that last meeting of Prabhupada where he had said, "First of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. This is the first thing you have to understand." And then now I was ready to take the sentence again. Wind back, and then start. "What do you do for eternity?" I thought this I need to hear again. So I again went zip, and then I lost it. It went somewhere because you have to press it correctly, and I didn't do that. But I heard the dvani, the echo, in my consciousness. What do you do, Sachinandan, for eternity? And I didn't listen to any more of the lecture. I just walked and I thought about this. What do I do for eternity? For eternity? And I know on that walk, I decided to do the Vedic way for eternity. With kirtan and retreats like this one and so on. I felt, this is my point, very connected to Srila Prabhupada through his vani and through this invisible bond. It's an invisible bond of connection. I felt strength was coming, bhakti shakti was coming, resolve was coming, and even the resolve that I soon will be healthy again. It is only a few more days and then I'm back in action. I do remember this very precisely, how an energy which was previously not there, all of a sudden was there and empowered and moved me. I remember this very distinctly. And this is what it means when you create an invisible bond through your spiritual master. This is usually done through what we call vani, for instructions or hearing from him. And this is my personal realization or personal, let me say, life story. I was born through bhakti. When I heard Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, that bhajan which you just heard on the loudspeakers, that was when I decided to become Prabhupada's disciple in my heart. And I feel I was revived again through my spiritual master by hearing from him, you are eternal, what do you do for eternal life? That is the essence of the instruction to which I refer you. So in kirtan, this is our point here, we need the shakti, the bhakti shakti, to really chant in a mood of longing, in a mood of connection, and this can come through the spiritual master. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us this instruction that we should sing in the association of our spiritual master. As you know, I have a controversial friend, Krishna Das, whom I once asked, "What is your secret of kirtan?" He said, "I have none. I'm very untalented. All I know is that my guru told me in 1900 so and so. He told me that I am meant to sing." And he said, "When my life was wasted, and I didn't know what to do, after the disappearance of my spiritual master, after he had died, I stood one day in a New York apartment and I looked into my life and saw it was a wasted life, a useless life. And then I heard again this instruction, what you're meant to do is sing kirtan. And that's what I'm doing. I feel," he says, "that I'm not singing because I can't sing. I'm a problematic Westerner. But I'm my guru uses me." That's what he said. And I mean, he is at least quite attracting many people to the idea of kirtan, and many of those people have become devotees. I know a few of my disciples have first heard about Krishna consciousness in such a concert. And some of them came, or one person came from Switzerland and expressed her gratitude to Krishna Das when we did the music as yoga, or no, music as tour? Yoga as music tour through Croatia and Sarajevo, Bosnia and Serbia. So, yes, we want Krishna Shakti, and this Krishna Shakti comes to us through a pure devotee, and we want our kirtan to be enlivened with genuine feelings, or the kirtan bhava, and therefore the best address to get it is in the association of devotees. And of all these devotees, the prime devotee is our spiritual master, because that's why we have approached him for shelter and for guidance in our life. We feel he can guide us and bring us forward in our journey. Yes. This is what I wanted to share with you. The little meditation. You will get this meditation and the ideas of this because it's a little bit now our informations, we have received so much informations, so you will get it in your Kirtan retreat summary. I would now like to see if you have any question to either what you have heard just now or anything at all, and then would like to conclude the evening with Vibhava, the morning with Vibhava Rishesha. Good. Gaurahari has a question. Who else has a question? Amala Harinam. And then is Nikunya Rasa. I will just... there were more questions, but we only want to take three. I know you have also a question. Please, you can ask the question in another time. So, Gaurahari, what is your question?
Yeah, on the first day you spoke about humility and deconstruction. And I think you connected to deconstruction with atom bomb. And I was wondering...
Earthquake. Earthquake.
Yeah. So, can we go through this type of deconstruction without receiving a heavy treatment? Because everyone tries to avoid
the earthquake, yes.
So, is there a way in between where one can work on the deconstruction without getting the heavy
I think if one is submissive, yes. I would like to give you an example from a disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. His name is Sarananda Swami, and he was a scholar. Maybe I told this example, that he came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him on their first meeting that if you want to learn from me, the best thing is that you take what you know and throw it in the ocean. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is known for having instructed a president of the Hindu Benares University in a similar way. what he is known to have done is when that president of the university came to him and said, and asked a question, he said, better you go first in the cow shed and help with cleaning the cows, you know. So he did so, and then he wanted to ask the question, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, better you ask the question from the cowboy there who works in the cow shed. So that scholar understood that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted him to become humble and not think he knew so much. And he went to the cowboy, he did service, and afterwards he met again Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and again, he met him, and then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "Any question?" And he said, "No. I have received my answer from the cowherd boy. That is by service. Se van muke hi jivado." You know, by service, the Lord reveals himself. So, you could say that is a heavy treatment. But the way I would recommend you to do is, when you feel that you get a sign, don't protest, but accept immediately, okay, I'm getting the teaching. Then it doesn't need to be heavy. It only becomes heavy if we don't recognize it. My life is always like this. Oh my God, no one, when I joined Krishna consciousness, no one would speak to me. Because I was so full with ideas. I would always say, but, can't say it. Or this, have you read this book? Or that book? And finally no one wanted to talk to me any longer. Because I was so full with my own thing, you can't believe what an unpleasant person I was. I'm still very unpleasant, but at that time, I wouldn't accept anyone or anything. It was a principle. So it was not easy for me in the society. Often the devotees sent me home and said, we don't want you here. Because there were so many questions. So much. And always, no, it's not like you explain. It's more. I had to learn. And after, I think, a few years, I understood. When the devotees give me a little bit a cold shoulder, then it's maybe I'm again in my false ego. So I should calm down and, you know. I would say like this: read the signs, read the hand on the wall, then you can save yourself a lot of heaviness. It only gets heavy when we don't follow the signs. That scholar from Germany understood. Okay. He understood. He says he wants to give me knowledge which is different from what I know. And he said I should park this knowledge, I should put it away. Do I want this other knowledge? Yes or no? Yes, I want it. Okay, I'm ready to hear. He didn't protest, and it didn't have to become more heavy. So that he understood. Good. The next devotee was Amala Harinam.
My question is, when we were talking about meditation and actually the mood of separation and chanting the whole name, a year ago I was talking to one Prabhupada disciple, and he was saying when we are chanting the whole name that we should just listen to the whole name. And also in your book, in the very notion of the name, you're mentioning and quoting Prabhupada also, that there is no actually difference. I'm not sure how you put it, in a short, that actually we can also meditate. And when we chant the whole name, that also the rupa, the form of the Krishna, is appearing naturally. And when I was talking to the Prabhupada disciple, he said, no, we should only listen to the holy name. So can you elaborate on that?
Srila Prabhupada has said, when he was asked, what should we do with the mind when we chant? He said, just chant and listen. Where is the question of the mind? So, this Prabhupada disciple has quoted Prabhupada absolutely correctly. That is an instruction. I'm very much aware of this answer and of Prabhupada, and I'm saying, yes, for you, there's no question of the mind. But my mind is very active. You are already there. And I like to take quotations where Prabhupada, he says, he discusses how to be attentive. That's my problem, you know. So I like to listen to such instructions how to be attentive. And he then gives a how to be attentive manual. What we should do. I sometimes feel that you have to see what instructions work for you. I have a very unattentive mind, and therefore I follow Prabhupada's instructions on being attentive, but my god brother will have a very, very laser-like mind fixed, and therefore he says, I just chant and then I listen. What I said about relationship and all these things are things which Prabhupada also said. And it is my firm conviction that it is good to not just quote one quotation from Prabhupada, but become familiar with the vastness of his teachings, and then according to what works for you, what you need to adopt this teaching in your life. The Acharya preaches on many, 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 many levels. He says, for instance, chanting means to always keep Krishna in the heart by building a throne and inviting him. It's a meditation. So, if this works for you, then you should do that. But if it doesn't work for you and you become diverted, oh my God, what do I do? And I don't know how to build thrones. And do I have to now go to a woodwork shop and learn to build thrones? Then it's very important to not do that. Also, I want to say to you, what you learn, it's a very good question which Amala Harinam has posed. What you learn here in the Japa retreat, use what works for you. It's a toolkit. Toolkit means like you get it with a car. There is a little, you know, Jai Gopal. You had a tool this morning for the mind. A tool, you know. Where is your tool, Jai Gopal? Is it here? It's in the room. Jai Gopal has a tool with which he works on his dolak and on his wife. For the dolak, it's he makes like this in Radha Kripa, then turns and knows everything. It's just the switch, which so Hare Krishna. I'm joking. So what tool works for you, that you do. If something doesn't work for you or diverts your attention, let that stand. There will be a time when you will think, oh yes, I'm also not applying everything in my japa which I teach here. I apply only something. Today in the morning I woke up very refreshed from the chanting and dancing, and I sat down before the hot water came, and then said, okay, chant Hare Krishna. And I noted my mind is not connected to the chanting, so what do I do now? And what I did is, I just focused my attention on the sound vibration and on listening to the sound vibration. And then I put a picture of Radha Raman, which is on one of my shloka books, and I looked at him and I chanted for him. Finished. Simple but effective. So at other times, I do other things. I read prayers before to get into a prayerful mood. At other times, this or that. This is really something where there are tools which are based on Prabhupada's teachings. That's very important for me as his disciple. So, yes, I read many books and do a lot of research, but I always bring it back to my spiritual master and see if it is in tune with his instructions and then incorporate it. That is what every disciple must do. You can use your mind and intelligence, but you should bring whatever you find out and see, is that in line, so to say, or is it out of the line and disturbs your whole education and training and your spiritual life. So what this God brother said is absolutely correct. And there will be other times, I think, when I have seen many of my God brothers coming to these retreats and come to me and say, I didn't know that Prabhupada said this. And I said, I also didn't know it. I read it, you know, and then made a note and collected it. I feel it's very, very important for us to know the entirety of the teachings. Not that, for instance, I could make a mistake that only the instructions of Prabhupada which suit my tendency, I only fix on that and present you only that. That is a mistake I must be very careful of. I don't want to present you Sachinandan Swami's Prabhupada, but I want to bring a vast variety of... This is very important for a responsible teacher to bring not only what suits him from his spiritual master, but the entirety of the teaching. Mm-hmm. There was a last question, Nikunya Rasa, then we will sing. Mm-hmm.
Could you please explain to us how we could open more our hearts to our spiritual master, because many times in my life, I feel that my spiritual master has so many gifts to give, but there is some mountain of maybe anathas or some skies which are blocking this message of mine. And I also want to ask for some advice how to keep this connection in mind. Oh, we can really sincerely hold the presence of our spiritual master when we sing here.
Mm-hmm. These are two questions. How to open our hearts to our spiritual master. I think it's very important to always concentrate on the question, what is the essence? What is he all about? I think that will help us a lot. Because there are always a few things, activities, things which he might say, which are not immediately suiting our concept. Then we should really ask, what is he all about? What is the essence of what he wants to teach? And when we come to the essence, we usually come to a strong force which also reminds us of the essence, you know, in our lives, I mean. And then the opening of the heart can take place. I would really recommend to hear the essence. Like, for instance, when Prabhupada asked this question, what do you do for eternity? He has me totally in this sentence. I know I'm not enough, and yes, I'm now just now thinking to do something. Thank you. I'm immediately on tune, because it's an essential thing. If Prabhupada talks, for instance, about geography or the planetary systems, which is something which I can never remember, I become restless. I can't remember this. It just goes in the ear and one out, and then I get restless and I'm not so open to what he says. Then I go, did Prabhupada come to preach about geography and planetary systems, or did he speak about something else? You know, yesterday, when we were coming here, we saw a mountain which was really in the grassland. And then I told the devotees that Prabhupada had said that previously the mountains would fly and then Indra cut their wings, and this might be a mountain which has now cut wings and fallen into Croatia. Then I asked the devotees, do you believe this? And I asked, first of all, Gaurahari. And Gaurahari got restless. It's not important for me, he said. Then I made a phone call to the other car and said, Prabhupada said that, what is your attitude to this? And the other car said, well, at the moment everyone is sleeping here. We will give you the answer later on the ship. So I was all alone with the question. And then I decided, well, is this really so important? Sashinana Swami, why do you always go to the think about the important things? And I thought about this, and then I thought, when I thought about the essential teachings of Prabhupada, I thought, well, maybe in a previous yuga, in a previous dimension, he did this, and Prabhupada quoted the Shastra, and after all, it's not important for me if I'm right. I want blessings. And what do I see anyways? I'm an ant crawling on the universal form of God. And so on. It was not a problem that my mind doubted this for a moment, that this mountain was flying before. What I want to say is, go to the essence and then it will open your heart. Or sometimes you disagree with your spiritual master. Isn't that logical? Or isn't it natural if you have a thinking brain and a different viewpoint? Then no problem. Do you just leave it? Yes, here I see things differently. But what is he really wanting to train me and teach me? And I think that is very wonderful. We want this. That's why we joined or started the path. So, but you are Anikunya Rasa. Your question is not from the field which I'm answering your question. You have a wonderful relationship with your spiritual master, and you just want to make it deeper. I know this. What Prabhupada taught us is that we should listen to his lectures. That's what he said. And he said, I will be with you through my words. So I think we should, when we do this, we discover always something new, and we discover his presence in the Dvani way. And then it's good to do a service. Some service is good. We immediately feel, especially when we are Mataji, in the Mataji body, but also men, we immediately feel when we do service, our heart opens. We immediately feel that. My favorite service, you know, what I did is, when Prabhupada came to Schloss Rettershof, there was the main entrance which was full of color. There were two entrances, and one through the window, two main authorized entrances. So one was the main entrance and one the side entrance. And we had painted the area of the main entrance, and there was paint all over. So I decided, I want to do some service for Prabhupada, some extraordinary service. He will come through the main entrance, because normally you go into a castle through the main entrance and not the servant entrance. So I worked the whole night to scrap the paint, and I waited there. I hoped that when Prabhupada would go through this main entrance, Hansa Duda, who was our leader and a personal friend of mine, would say, Sachinandan Swami cleansed the main entrance from all color. I hope that. Childlike, but that's how we are sometimes. Prabhupada took the side entrance. He didn't. Oh, I worked the whole night on it. But that night was a very important night in my relationship to Prabhupada. Before he came to Germany, I served him through the night by making it clean for him, because I knew he liked it clean. And this type of things open our heart to do something. Good. Thank you very much. I'm aware that there are other questions as well, but I would like to end the session. But something I noticed, maybe we should spend more time for questions and answers. It's also good. That's something we have to improve. We will end just a few minutes to sing Vibhavari Shesha. It's a Naam Kirtan. You will feel that, oh, look at this picture of Krishna. Wow! Thank you for this picture of Krishna. Have I seen this? Is it new or is it old? Radhadesh, I have forgotten. This is so wonderful. Yes. We will now do what is called Naam Kirtan. This song is only the names of Krishna. Bolo, it says, sing, Hari Hari, Mukunda Murari, Rama Krishna Hayagriva. And the next line is Nishingha, Vamana, Srimadusudana. It's only names of Krishna. And it goes like this. So we will start. Vibhavari. A little high? Yes? How do we go? Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha Nitrachari Uta Jiva Vibhavari Shesha Alola Pravesha Nitrachari Uta Jiva. Some of you can imagine you stand in the Krishna Balaram temple before Krishna Balaram, Gonitai, Radha Syam Sunda, where this song is sung every morning, early morning. Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Haya Griva. Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Haya Griva. Nisinga Vamana Sri Madhusudana Rajendra Nandana Syama. Nisinga Vamana Sri Madhusudana Rajendra Nandana Syama. Utana gatana koitapashatana jayadasharati rama. Yashoda Dulala Govinda Gopala
Vrindavana Purandara. Yashoda Dulala Govinda Gopala Vrindavana Purandara.
The next line which we will sing in a moment means, you are so dear to the gopis and you are enjoying with Shrimati Radharani. And Bhuvana means the universe. You are the most beautiful person in the universe. See the picture and find your confirmation.
Gopi Priya Jana Radhika Ramana Bhuvana Sundara Bara Gopi Priya Jana Radhika Ramana Bhuvana Sundara Bara Ravananta Kara Makana Taskara Gopi Jana Vastra Hari Braje Rakala Gopa Prinda Pala Chita Hari Pansi Dari Chita Hari means Lord Hari who steals the consciousness. And Bhangsi Bihari means he wears the flute. So when you sing this song, you can look at this picture and just remember Krishna who steals the mind and who wears the flute, and then you can sing Yoginda Bandana Sinandana Nana Prajana Vaya Hari Yoginda Bandana Sinandana Nana Prajana Vaya Hari Yoginda Bandana Sinandana Nana Prajana Vaya Hari Navina Nirada Rupa Manohara Mohana Pansi Bihari Navina Nirada Rupa Manohara Mohana Pansi Bihari Navina Nirada Rupa Manohara Mohana Vansi Vihari Yashoda Nanana Kansa Nisurana Nikunya Rasa Vilasi Mm,
Yashoda Nandana Kamsa Nisudana Nikunya Rasa Vilasi. Kadambakanana Rasa Padayana Vrindavipina Nivasi. Kadambakanana Rasa Padayana Vrindavipina Nivasi. Anandavadana Premaniketana Pulasara Yokakama. Anandavadana Premaniketana Purashara Joyakama. Hai bo! Gopangaganana Chitavinodana Samasta Gunagana Dama. Gopanga gagana chita vinodana samasta guna gana dama. Yamuna divana keli parayana Manasa Chanda Chakora. Yamuna Jivana Kele Parayana Manasa Chanda Chakora. Namasudara Sagau Krishna Dasa Yakovachana Manamora. Namasudara Sagau Krishna Yasa Yakovachana Manamora. Namasudarasa means these names give so much taste. It's pure shuddha and it flows, and it says gao gao means sing, sing Krishna, sing Krishna, and this will protect you. Yamuna jivana keli padayana manasa chanda chakora. Namasudara Sagau Krishna Yasa Rakovachana Manamora. Vibhavari Sesha Lola Pravesha Nidachari Uto Jiva. Thank you. Shiva Vari Shesha Lolakva Vesha Nitachare Uta Jiva. Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Hayagriva.
Bolo Bolo Hari Hari Hari.
Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Hayagriva. Bolo Hare Hare Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Hayagriva. Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram. Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radha. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radha.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Sisi Gaura Nitai Ki Jai. Hari Hari Bo. So this ends our morning session. I am very, very happy that you have come to this session and learned about where to get the Bhakti Bhava. Sadhu Sangha, and more precisely from the spiritual master through the Vani. We are done for now. Here is an announcement for you, and then we will go.
How would you like to make the announcement for this evening? It will start at 5 and we go with the class.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We will have just 1 minute to orientation. We will now have a long pause up till 5 o'clock, swimming, thinking, digesting, prasadaming. And then Danuda Maharaj will start at 5 o'clock. There will be a kirtan, I hear, by Sugosh, you know, that reincarnation of Bengali kirtaniyas. Da 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 tena ta. He also knows to sing very nicely. And some of you have asked, when will we hear Sugosh? At 5 o'clock we will hear Sugosh. And then Maharaj will give a class, kirtan in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I think it will be very important for us to understand. Then after the class, we will make a short little pause so that we can take care of ourselves. And then 7:15 or so, I presume the class ends at 7 o'clock, so around this time, we will have 15 minutes pause. And then I thought, let me ask you, I think we should just sit together and chant in the evening. Yeah. I think that that really goes very deep. So we will chant for 2 hours from 7:15 to 9:15. And then we will walk in the cool night air and look at the stars and decide to become good devotees. Hare Krishna. That's the announcement from my side.
Thank you very much.